Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That confidence, that leadership, the guys are willing to listen to him.
Even though he's a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And they like him, and they do appreciate the fact that he played on a big stage in college.
Taking after the 15, huh? He's hit from behind. Mark Anderson, the hit, the scoop, and score for Mike Brown. The Bears get back in it.
You're listening to the Chicago Bears Ameristar pregame show on 670 The Score. Visit Ameristar's new sportsbook in East Chicago.
Yes, Mr. Brown was in the middle of most of the great moments in history of that Bears team in the aughts, if you will. I think that's what they call that first decade of the century. People remember that one as the Urlacher game on Monday night. Mike had a score in that one as well. We're going to get back to our conversation with former Bears All-Pro safety Mike Brown in just a moment. Want to update you on the scoreboard, though, because there is some interesting stuff going on out there. Daniel Jones is doing it again to Washington this week. Two long touchdown drives. They're up 14-0. New England all over Buffalo, 13-0. Nothing shocking there. But Tennessee putting it on the Falcons in Atlanta, 17-7. How about Cleveland? It says 7-6 in Baltimore, but I got a hunch that's waiting the extra point. We've got Carolina and Houston tied at 3-3. Oakland putting it on the Colts in Indianapolis, 21-7. How about the Miami Dolphins showing up for the first time today? It is 10-10. Dolphins in Chargers in Miami, but the shock of the noon starts has to be in Detroit right now, where they are 20 minutes into the ballgame. And not only the Chiefs only have 3 points on the board, but the Lions are up 10-3 on Kansas City with just over 9 minutes to play in the first half. So we will keep you up to speed on all of that. So, Mike, we had a couple things happen since we went to break. So let's go back to where we left, which is the 8 days in October in 2001, the two overtime interceptions to score. It really, you know, you guys were coming back, I believe, from a last place finish in 2000, certainly not a playoff trip, and we're getting better each week, and it was that particular week, those two games, the Niners and the Browns, that really seemed to light things up. What are your kind of memories of that whole sequence of events?
Ted Washington. that's my memory of that team. No, we had a really, really good team, man. But like anything, like you need to have like success to breed a little bit more confidence, right? So it was early in the season. No one really thought we were any good. And so those plays, you know, they gave us wins. And so when you win, like, the locker room is good. But we had a really good team, but it gave us confidence. So that's the whole thing. Like, you have to get on a streak, whether it's like, you can get on a losing streak and it'll kill the team. But if you get on a winning streak, man, because you're pros, man, that's the cool thing. It's like, when you're pros, it's like you get wins. It just breeds more confidence. So I think that was the biggest thing. It gave confidence to not only me, but I think just the whole team.
Yeah, and like history repeats itself, right, Hub? Like, it was an elite defense. And a guy who no one talks about a lot is Greg Blotch, and he was a very good football coach, right? And I think these guys were giving up, like, I don't know, Mike, you guys get up 12 or 13 points a game that year. And we just, like Mike said earlier about this team, like, we needed points, and we could feel that on our side of the ball. Like, we needed points, man. We had Jim Miller coming in and Kay McNown and Shane Matthew, you know, whoever was there that time, you know, five guys I was snapping to. But that defense was, you know, Phillip Daniels. Ted Washington, what a lot of people don't understand is the kind of leader that man was. He was a leader and really injected into our locker room the attitude you have to win games.
Ted was like a stern grandfather to me. Seriously, you'd walk into that locker room and I'd look at him like, am I doing the right thing? Am I in the right spot? And he just had that presence about him, and everybody in that building felt that. And he just made you accountable by not even saying a word to you. He was just an impressive dude.
Here, I got a funny story about Ted. And like, this is one of my best moments I've ever had with Ted. And granted, you know, like, I'm young, and it's Ted, like, I know, and like I'm just staring at him, right? And he's like, what you looking at? I'm like, no, I don't say anything. He's just rubbing his belly. He's just rubbing his belly, right? Like, what you looking at? I'm like, he's like, oh, this right here. He's like, you see this? He's rubbing his belly now. Just rubbing it. Like, he's like, you know, just shirt off, just rubbing his belly. He's like, oh, that's what you're looking at? He's like, you see this right here? It's made me millions of dollars.
Hey, and I can attest that he is correct. You could not move that thing, man.
Oh, man. You know, Mike, I don't want you to take this wrong, but I was telling these guys last week, my fondest memory of that season, and there were a lot of great memories, was the other belly. Keith Traylor with that interception against Jacksonville. I think that was the game you clinched the NFC. It was the North or the Central at that time. But Traylor with the interception, rumbling, stumbling, bumbling down the sidelines. There was a bunch of special plays with that group. But the question I got to ask you, because I've heard you talk about your profound disappointment being injured, not being able to play in the Super Bowl in Miami. I always look back to that team and maintain that if it were not for what I thought was one of the great cheap shots in NFL history by Hugh Douglas on Jim Miller, that you know, maybe that could have been the year, because you guys were playing like the best team in the NFC.
Yeah, that I think that's my favorite team I've been on. Mm-hmm. 2001. Yeah, we were really good, man. We were legit. Jim, you mentioned Jim Miller. Like, we were a team. Like, that's, you can win with that. And that's the whole thing. It's just, yeah. That you know, when you think back, mm-hmm. those are the moments you have as a player. You're always going to go back to those moments like, man, that team was good. If, what if, mm-hmm. you know? And so, like, as we get older, we got to kind of get rid of that. But, yeah, 2001. Yeah, that team could have won the Super Bowl easy.
Yeah, I saw you raise your eyebrows like a true defensive player when I said one of the great cheap shots in history. It was the body slam on his throwing shoulder, not the fact that he hit him, that set me off the way it did, guys.
I just remember when that did happen, Mike, our whole team, when Jim went down, was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, you could just feel it. I mean, I felt that on the sideline. Yeah. I know you were out there playing, Olin, but yep. Jim was important. He knew how to run that offense efficiently and effective with that great defense.
Yeah, he was cerebral, right? He was like when you talk about Mike B. He had football intelligence. He knew where to go with the ball. That was a defensive battle that day, right? And the old guy, a guy, you know, he's passed now and he's a legend, is Jim Johnson, right? And you'll see the double A gap blitz tonight. And that's Jim Johnson, right? And if you take a very good look, now that we analyze the game, if you take a very good look, if anybody wants to do this, and take a look at the Philadelphia Eagles defensive coaching staff they had, and match them up against the Bears offensive coaching staff we had, and you'll see why we didn't have much of a shot that day to move the ball very, very well anymore, right? So they had a lot of great coaches on that team, but that football team, you know, you're talking about Big Cat Williams, Chris Valerio, Rex Tucker, Anthony Thomas, Damon Shelton, the Rock, at fullback. You run dual and let him come downhill. You, Mike Brown was back there with my college teammate Tony Parrish, who was an absolute R.W. McQuarters, Rosie Colvin, Warwick Coleman. That team was stacked, right?
That team was stacked,
and it was a fun. Like Mike said, it kind of reminds you of the 2005-2006 team where we were a team and we'd walk out and take anybody on.
Anybody. Let's play.
To this day, I believe that Marty Booker had the biggest hands I have ever seen on a human being. And a Pro Bowl season at wide receiver when there were not a lot of Bear wide receivers going to the Pro Bowl. I do have to pause our football talk for just a moment to remind everybody, or if you're just joining us, to let you know, it is official. Joe Maddon is out as the manager of the Chicago Cubs. We are covering that for you wall to wall as well. As a matter of fact, in about a half hour, we are going to switch our Ameristar Bears pregame show over to the stream at 670thescore.com. Cubs pregame will come in, the only place in town you can get the best coverage of both the Cubs breaking news and the huge Bears-Vikings game today is right here at 670 The Score. And so let's bring it to today's game now with the Vikings and the Bears. And Mike, you were talking earlier, I asked you about Trubisky. Again, from your vantage point on the field when you were playing and getting to know quarterbacks, when you see a guy like Kirk Cousins with his track record, who, it's not me picking on him. I mean, the numbers are black and white. When they play inferior opponents, he's a Pro Bowler. And when they get in big games, he loses. And so, how does that impact the defense and your preparation? And what are you guys thinking when you know you're facing a guy like that?
Well, I mean, that's the game, man. It's always about the quarterback. Like, the defense is always talking about, okay, this quarterback can do this. This quarterback can do this. So as a defense, if you have Kirk Cousins, you know, okay, he's like limited in what he can do. So that's what you want to do. You want to make him beat you. And it's the same. I think that's the same thing that opponents come when they play us. Like, man, if we're gonna lose, we're gonna make this dude beat us. And that I think that's what that. And so that's why, like, it's important for us when we talk about this game. You got to stop D. Cook, man. Mm-hmm. You got to stop him. Because if we don't stop him, it's going to be a long day. It's going
to
be a long.
Hey, Mike, let's talk about – that's great to lead into. Let's talk about Gary Kubiak, Rick Dennison, their offensive line coach, their run game coordinator, Kennedy Polamalu, who is their running back coach, who's one of the best. And all of a sudden, you get this perfect storm of now they got their guy, Dalvin Cook, to run this zone scheme – kind of a mythical scheme, right, Pat, when you talk about the zone scheme. Kind of a, man, you could put, like they have, put athletic small linemen there, run sideways, cut off the backside, or get a little chip on the front side. And I'm wondering from you, Mike, what's important for this Bears defense today to stop this zone scheme?
It's just going to be discipline. Because what happens is in the zone scream, you just have to be disciplined. So we talked about like the backside. So the backside players are the most important with in the zone scheme. So like defensive ends, the player that's filling on the weak side of whatever formation or where they're running is like you have to be disciplined. Especially so, but so the zone. So like when you think about the zone, like you brought up the Broncos. So when they started winning Super Bowls, it's because Terrell Davis, right? So it has to be a back that has the skill set to do this. And so to me, like Cook is like, he's legit, man. Like, this is the real deal. If we can't, like, that's what they're trying to get the ball to, and they're going to give it to him, and you just have to stop it. And the thing is, like, we just have to be strong with that. If we can handle that, like, I don't think they can beat us in the passing game. Like, they'll get plays or whatever, but we're good in the back end, but we have to be committed to that run. And it's going to be a situation where it's got to be – you have to be disciplined. You have to be disciplined, disciplined, disciplined. In that zone, you have to be disciplined. Even if, hey, he might be going this way. And that's the thing. We run it – like, so defense, like our like Chicago's defense, that you see the effort they give. So it's got to be important. Like, give effort, but be disciplined. Be disciplined. That's what's gonna. You just gotta the back.
So okay, players. And you're in the huddle, and something breaks like that. If he breaks out, are you, you know, you're not getting on each other, but you're talking about. You're just continually talking right. about hey, that, like discipline, hey, discipline.
Is, yeah, this
you,
is.
So
this
you
is,
keep saying that. You said hey, a lot. And you,
yes. Hey, like, be where you're supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop.
Yep.
All right. Like, we don't need you over here.
Right. Okay.
We got this.
And that
handled.
Takes place during the game.
Of course. There'll be
yeah. Of direct course. Direct conversation with your teammates.
For sure.
With Mike Brown.
Well, with me.
That
yes.
takes place. Yeah.
Yes.
So I was reading Mike now, and in this game we got Eddie Jackson, haha Clinton Dix, and on the other side we got Harrison Smith and Anthony Harrison, and those are four very good safeties. You could say Harrison Smith and Eddie Jackson are in conversation for maybe the best safeties in the NFL, right? And I was reading something where it says the safety is at the rear of the defense and he compensates for the mistakes of the others, the other football guys up front. So if you're in the zone scheme, what are you thinking about to help out your guys when you're coming downhill to make that tackle?
Well, that's a great point. Is like I think these safeties, like the four safeties that you're gonna watch play, they tackle great. They tackle great, and that's what you want a safety, right? Like because there's gonna be some runs that break. You got to have someone back there that gets the person to the ground, right? 10-yard gain. We can do that, 10 yards. But if you don't get this dude to the ground, it's going 20, and it's going to go 60 real fast, like because he's that dynamic. So, like, yeah, these safeties, just watch tackling. I think tackling is going to be a big issue with this game, just the game in general. Like, just see who's tackling good. And that's what I love about the Bears, they tackle well, like solo tackles. Like, they don't miss tackles, man. And that makes a great defense. It gives you, I don't know, just you can live to play another down if you make tackles. If you don't make tackles, like, it's going to be bad. That's I'm really concerned about this game because, I think the running game for the Vikings is legit. And their defense is legit also. So, yeah. I guess we're going to see.
We need to take a very quick break here on the Ameristar Bears pregame show here at 670 The Score. Again, it is official. Joe Maddon is out as the manager of the Chicago Cubs. The Bears and the Vikings at 2-1 each kick it off at Soldier Field at 325 for the best coverage of all the huge stories in sports here in Chicago. Stay right where you're at Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Great, actually. I got them together and I probably spoke to them about 15 minutes, and no different than we normally do. You know, I talk about philosophy, you know, philosophical stuff, and I actually really wanted them to understand that this year might be the best thing that has happened to us and them. Nobody likes this feeling right now. Nobody. Last year was tough. Nothing compared to this year.
Yes, everybody, you do have the Ameristar Chicago Bears pregame show right here at 670 The Score. That, however, was the voice of former Chicago Cubs manager Joe Maddon. I should say, after one more game, it is official. Joe Maddon will not be back next year. That was Maddon talking about talking with his players, visiting with his team just a little while ago, making sure that they understood the news. We've got it all covered for you wall to wall here. As a matter of fact, we're going to have an interesting transition in about 4 minutes. We're going to have to switch over to the stream. You'll get your Ameristar Bears pregame show at 670thescore.com at 1:40. You will be welcomed into Chicago Cubs pregame on the radio side. We are going to have Bears and Cubs for you all day long here at 670 The Score on the radio, on the stream at 670thescore.com. So just a couple more minutes here on Bears Vikings before we go through our transition here, and then join us over on the web. We also have special guest in studio. Mike Brown is with us, the former All-Pro safety of the Chicago Bears, of course, as they are every week. Olin Kreutz and Patrick Manley here. I'm Hub Arkish. And guys, so much to talk about and look at here. And I think we alluded to it a little bit before we went to that last break. If there, these are two elite defenses and two troubled offenses and two, at this stage of their careers, limited quarterbacks. If there is a dominant factor on offense for either of these teams at this point, it pretty clearly is Dalvin Cook, who is now the number, coming in today, he's the number one running back in the NFL, both in rushing yards and yards from scrimmage. And guys, you know, I mean, I guess you could sell out to take away the run because of Cousins' track record, you know, in big games. But in Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, you got one of the best pairs of starting wideouts in the league. So it is an interesting challenge for this Bears defense.
But the question is, are they going to, you know, they're just going to sell out for the run. That's not the question. They're going to sell out for the run. That's what they've done the first three games. They've limited Kirk Cousins.
you came in. I was waiting, yeah, man. No, like, you had the voice. Like, the question is. And I was like, wow, I can't
that's
wait.
Not a question. But yeah, they're going to sell out the run the entire game. They've done that the first three games. I think the Bears have to load the box and stop that and dare them to throw the ball. And then on the other side of that, the Bears need to get a lead to make them throw the ball, because they can't up front against these guys on the edge. I guess especially Khalil Mack, obviously nobody can, but the rest of the guys up front, they can't do it. You look at the other games when they get behind it all, they try to pass the ball, the pocket collapses and Kirk Cousins becomes Kirk Cousins. So I think they'll sell out and stop the run.
Yeah, I think you made a good point. I think it's important who scores first, you know what I'm saying? That's going to make a big difference, get some points on the board. And also would say this, like when I was playing, like I just, like whenever we have – answer a score with the score. Mm-hmm. That's basically, so if someone scores seven, get a field goal. You know what I'm saying? So anytime the Minnesota scores, we have to score back. And that'll keep us close. Because like that's just going to be the game, guys. Like the defenses are elite. Like these two defenses are legit. So that's what it's going to be. I think, but it could be crazy. Because I remember like playing Minnesota, like I remember like coming into a game, and I was like, man, we got great defenses going, and it goes 40 points. It's like, so who knows what's going to happen? But I think we're a defensive game. It's the fourth game. You know what I'm saying? The first quarter is going to be over with, you know, like we're getting into, like, real football now. Like, people are hurt. You know, people are banged up. Who wants to play? Who, like, let's get it. So, we're going to see, guys.
Yeah, and like Mike's saying, right, once you get in the division, because everybody's so familiar with each other, anything can happen, right? But it looks like this is going to be a defensive battle versus two very good defenses, and we'll see what happens.
Guys, the bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Northwestern Football at Ryan Field this fall when the Wildcats, led by Big Ten Coach of the Year Pat Fitzgerald, host Ohio State, Iowa, Purdue, and Minnesota in Big Ten play. Single-game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at NUSports.com. We need to begin a transition of sorts here. We are going to move the Ameristar Bears pregame show over to the stream at 670thescore.com at this point. We want you to stay right here for the latest news on Joe Maddon and the Chicago Cubs. And as we transition here, we've got something special that was put together for you in anticipation of this news coming today. So why don't we relive a little bit some of the special moments of the last 5 years for Chicago Cubs and baseball fans here in town.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.